USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in California, just about 100 miles east of San Diego, touring a border facility and also taking part in a roundtable on immigration and border security. Before leaving, the president says Mexico is beginning to do their part.
Mexico, I have to say, has been very, very good. You know that over the last 4 days since I talked about shutting down the border. If they continue that, everything will be fine. If they don't, we're going to tariff their cars at 25% coming into the United States.
The March job numbers are better than expected. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The economy's job machine seems to be running again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After a dismal February performance when it added only around 20,000 jobs, the U.S. economy added 196,000 jobs in March. President Trump spoke to reporters as he was leaving the White House Friday morning.
The economic numbers just came out. They're very, very good. Our country's doing unbelievably well.
That jobs report showing the unemployment rate remained steady last month at 3.8%.
Talking to reporters in Washington, D.C. today, former Vice President Joe Biden says he understands why some people may be uncomfortable with his affectionate style.
It is important that I and everyone else is aware that any woman or man who feels uncomfortable should have the right to just say, hey.
Biden also said he's very close to making a decision about a 2020 presidential bid. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump continues to say that Congress needs to act regarding our southern border. Now, the president is in California touring a new section of the border wall that was completed not too long ago. Mark Morgan is a former Border Patrol chief under former President Barack Obama. He tells Fox News right now one of the big struggles we have is all the family units coming across the border illegally.
Now it's family units, and because of our and unaccompanied minors, and because our laws are broke, we're allowing them in. You said it, right? Grab a kid, set 1 foot in American soil, you're in. 65%. So we're going to reach 1 million this year. That means we're going to allow 650,000 into this country, most of which we don't know who they are, and we'll never hear from them again.
Regarding our crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, many people are still failing to acknowledge that, in fact, there is even a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border. Molly Hemingway is an editor with The Federalist and a Fox News contributor.
For a lot of people, I think a lot of elite people don't face the negative consequences of a porous border the way that the rest of the country does. And this really is a bipartisan problem going back decades. We have known these problems were coming. We have known this crisis is looming. But we just don't have very serious people who are willing to make tough decisions to enforce rule of law or spend the money or change the laws that are necessary to change the situation. And even the fact that there's a humanitarian crisis or other problems does not seem to motivate people. If avocados motivate people, then maybe it's a good thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.